In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
It is the end of the church year. It is a time to consider our own ends, the end of our life, the end of the world, the mystery of the last things. For creation itself bears witness to this end. As you look amongst the world and you see the gutters filled with mounds of dry brown leaves, in the harsher winds that warn of winter and snow, in the darkness that increasingly invades upon the light. In all this comes Him who we confess will judge the living and the dead. And on that awful and great day, there will be only sheep and goats, no hybrids. The sheep will be counted righteous, blessed by the Father before the foundation of the world. And the goats who try and plead their own deeds will come up oh so woefully short. So which one are you? Don't miss this. The sorting of the sheep and the goats is not based on what they do, but who they are. The sheep are called righteous, that is, counted and covered in the righteousness of Christ. They are placed on Jesus' right, the place of honor. And their works are judged. Yes, their works are judged. But they are not judged by their works, but rather by the works of Jesus, His life, His death, His resurrection. For notice that talk of works comes after the separation has already occurred. Jesus, you see, does what is natural and is right according to His two natures of divinity and humanity, of God and man. He blesses. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the world. And this inheritance can only be received in one way. The one who makes the will and the testament, he must die and therefore give it to you. And then comes this grand surprise. Jesus reveals to all of them the mystery of their works. I was hungry and you fed me, thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger and you welcomed me, naked, clothed me, sick and you visited me, in prison and you came to me. The sheep are utterly shocked. Certainly, the sheep, dumbfounded, are looking at one another and asking themselves, is he talking about us? That cannot possibly be us. When did we ever do all of that stuff? I don't remember. Lord, when did we do all these things? The sheep have no clue that Jesus was hidden in the hungry, in the sick, in the stranger, in the imprisoned. Then the mystery begins to be further unraveled. As you did these things for the least of my brothers, you did them unto me. For the sheep, you see, it was never about what they do. It's about who they are. They just did what needed to be done. Sheep don't count. Faith does not count numerically, because they don't need to. Jesus has already counted them blessed, right, righteous. But now the goats, those on Jesus' left, no inheritance, no blessing, just this dastardly dismissal. Depart from me, you curse, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Notice that hell is not meant or made for either sheep or goat. for any human creature. It's been prepared for the devil and all of his angels. For nothing in God desires the death of the sinner, the death of the wicked. His desire, as you know, is that all would come to the knowledge of the truth, that is, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, that goats become sheep in Christ, the Passover lamb. Sadly, if anyone is cursed, if anyone ends up in the fires of hell, it will be entirely against God's will and gracious will to save them. Now, the shock of the sheep pales in comparison to the shock of the goats. But the goats are stunned for a different reason. You see, they were counting. They were taking inventory. They were considering all the good deeds they had done. For what they do determines who they believe that they are. I was hungry and you gave me no food. Thirsty and you gave me no drink. A stranger and no welcome. Naked and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison you did not visit me. The king was there, and those who were last and least and lost, but these ones refused them. The goats then invariably look at each other frantically. Wait a minute. Hold on a second, Jesus. Now, when did we see you hungry? When did we see you thirsty? When did we see you naked? When did we see you a stranger? And when did we not help you? Okay. If we had only kept and known and had a record of these things, we could show you that we did them. The goats are as ignorant of their sin as the sheep are of their good works. And when the goats were confronted with their sin, they do the faithless thing. They do what every sinner does. They try to justify themselves. But Lord, we didn't know it was you. Exactly. You didn't. And the sad irony is that their eternal grave is dug by their own hand and their own shovel. You see, in rejecting the lost and the last and the least, they rejected their hidden Lord. Their refusal to be numbered with sinners who clung to their hidden eternal gifts of the Savior, that is, gifts of baptism and supper and absolution, reveals their rejection of their shepherd and the gifts that he generously gives. In their end, their rejection of God's gifts becomes the very root of their condemnation. They don't get what they deserve. They get what they desire. The definition of hell might well be summed up in a fast food chain slogan right here on 33. Have it your way. Have it your way. They wanted nothing to do with the shepherd, and now their will is done. They will live without him forever. Perhaps maybe now it might be a little clearer to you as to who you are. Sheep on the right, goats on the left. Now, if you look at yourself in the mirror, all you will see is a goat staring back at you. You should try it sometime. You will see, I'm trying to refrain from all of those things that could easily come here. You will see your denial. You will see your rejection of your neighbor in his manifold needs. You will remember all the times that you failed to be God's servant. And all the times you looked away and you abandoned the hungry, the thirsty, the naked, the outcast, the sick, the imprisoned. You will see nothing good. You will realize nothing but the reality of promises unkept, prayers unuttered, and a love grown deaf to the cries of broken and mercy-begging sinners. Now, you can try the way of the goats, bookkeeping, checklists, gold stars, donation statements, what have you. But that will only count you out. Because Christ died for all your not doing. But if you don't want that, that is what he did. If you insist on trusting in your own works and what you have done on the last day, then, as you see, that is all that you will have. And there is absolutely no comfort, no peace, no matter what the world, your sinful flesh, Satan say, in your own works. For in your own works, apart from faith, you're just thirsting and dying, an exile in a prison locked from the inside by your own hand's turn of the key. That's who you are apart from Christ. Sinners ruined by the fall. All natural-born goats. Dismissed unto a hell when you thought you were headed to paradise. But beloved, there is a better way to see yourself through the eyes of Christ. For though in Adam all are goats, in Christ all are made alive. All are made declared sheep, alive in Christ. Goats in sheep's clothing covered by the blood of the Lamb. After all, sheep don't follow themselves. They look to their shepherd. And their shepherd says to them, amongst other things, I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered, and that on a day of clouds and thick darkness, a day like today. And so this king who comes to judge the living and the dead, he is also your good shepherd. Many believe this kind of shepherding, however, is foolish. What kind of shepherd thinks that the life of his sheep is greater than his own life? What kind of shepherd would throw his body to the wolves for the sake of his sheep? What kind of shepherd seeks the wayward lost one, then placing in danger all of the 99? For in reality, there is only one sheep. The rest are all goats. One innocent and spotless Lamb of God. And he stands alone and he prays to the Father, Thy will be done. And for the goats, the lamb is led to the slaughter. For the shepherd is dead set on giving sinners not what they desire and not what they deserve, but what they need. I'm your good shepherd, Jesus says. For you are hungry, I will feed you with my own flesh. For you who are thirsty, I will give you of the springs of living water that flow from my side. For you who are naked and ashamed of your sin, I will clothe you with my robe of righteousness. For you who are a stranger and a pilgrim in this land, I will give you a refuge and a true home, a lasting city, my body, which is called the church. And there you will lie down in peace and safety all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You see, in the end, Christ knows you better than you know yourself. He sees you better than you see yourself, and so you ought to look to Jesus, and so see yourself through the eyes of Jesus, and not your own eyes. For in Adam, you are 100% goat, and on the left. But in Christ, in Jesus, you are 100% sheep, and on the right. Embraced in the death of the Lamb, goats are declared sheep in the eyes of the shepherd. So yes, the end is coming, and in many ways has already come. Signs of the end in both nature and in the lives that we live all around us show us this. But there is no need to panic on this last day as we await the returning of our Christ. For Christians know the future better than they know the present. For the shepherd has already faced your judgment on the cross, and now you are united with Christ forever. You are healed and you are free. You are washed and made clean. You are fed and you are clothed. free to serve Christ, hidden in your needful neighbor, to show mercy, to welcome, to visit. And you don't do this to become a sheep. You are already a sheep in Christ. For it's never about what you do, but it's rather about who you are in Christ. For you are the sheep of his eternal pasture, and that is your indestructible identity. In the name of Jesus, amen.